Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of places that Chicago can go. I would probably say feeling better about their situation than Browns fans right now, though. So let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline of 670 The Score. He's Chris Emma, and he joins us now. Chris, how's things going?
What's up? How are we doing?
We're doing pretty good. I feel like Chicago fans probably feeling a little bit better right now than Cleveland fans are. So I'll give you a minute. I'll let you wax poetically about the fact that you have some excitement surrounding you and potentially a competent and strong head coach leading the team.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're in a better place. And there was hope last year when going into that season with Caleb Williams stepping in as the rookie. And everything fell apart on them. 10-game losing streak. The head coach completely lost the locker room, fired midseason. Everything just went apart on them last year. And they feel like they're back on solid ground now with Ben Johnson in charge. And setting up that marriage now with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, you've got a bolstered supporting cast. They've aggressively attacked some of their needs in trades and free agency. And look, they're in a much better spot now to truly get in the mix as a contender this season. But as we know, that NFC North is loaded. Three of the four teams were in the playoffs. The other team was the Bears at 5-12. So it's a long road towards the top, let alone all the way to the top. And it's going to be a really competitive, tough division for the Bears.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You talked about the bolstering they did up front, most notably, probably, where they strengthened the offensive line much from where it was a year ago. That was probably one of the glaring holes that fans, and I think fans of the sport in general, would have pointed to heading towards this draft. But now with some of that cleared up, where are some of the glaring holes that you see for the Chicago Bears heading into 2025?
I mean, the beauty of it is they have addressed pretty much all their drastic needs entirely. I mean, the interior of the offensive line has been overhauled. They like the tackles they have. They needed a defensive tackle. You want to get Grady Jarrett. Needed a pass rusher. You go get Dayo Odenbo. It was a big deal. They really went out right away through trades and free agency to address these needs. And I think the biggest need right now is probably at running back. But you got to look at this roster beyond just this season. You added Joe Tooney as your left guard. Great pickup guy. He's got a Hall of Fame caliber career. But he also is on the other side of 30. Somebody could fall off. You got a guy, Jonah Jackson, at right guard, who's had some good years, especially under Ben Johnson. But he had a really bad year last year. He got benched in L.A. You don't quite know what you have there. You got to look to the long term as well. So you can't say, oh, you filled these needs in free agency and through trades, and now those are done. You still got to look through the long term prism here and see what you have. So the offensive line is still a need. The defensive line is still a need. You got to add some more pieces for long term fits. You got to bolster the pass rush in a lot of ways. So the immediate need, I think, is running back right now, not to mention some other complementary pieces on the roster. But you still got a lot you got to figure out long term.
Yeah, I would say that from talking to a few different people from around the league, the finding has been that in a lot of these spots, especially a little bit of the spots lower in the draft, not even low, I mean, they're talking around the Bears at 10, is that fans haven't really fallen in love with an individual player, per se. Is that the case in Chicago, or does the fan base have a personal love that they like at 10?
No, you're right. When you're picking at 10, there's a lot to consider. You're hoping for somebody to follow you. I mean, my case I'm looking at right now, it's highly unlikely, I think, but a guy like Mason Graham to fall. Like, he's one of the top five players in this draft, and he should not fall. But teams are going to overlook his size. They're going to overlook the idea of picking a defensive tackle. They're going to fall for, you know, a pass rusher who's built with a strong frame, or they're going to look for whatever. There's going to be that run on quarterback that goes high. Like, if anybody who is an unlikely fall to the Bears at 10, I think it's Mason Graham. And that's the guy kind of I'm keeping my eye on. And there's obviously the Ashton Jensen possibility in play. Tyler Warren's a guy. They got a good tight end in Cole Kmet, but you can really strengthen that offense with a guy like Tyler Warren and get a true threat of that position there to really help out Caleb Williams and give Benjamin Johnson something to work with. So, yeah, there's a lot of different ways they can go at this point.
Could you see the Bears sitting at 10, maybe to go get a guy like Mason Graham, either moving up or even potentially consider moving back from where they are right now?
I think they can move up. I don't know if there's a move back scenario, more so because this is not a spot in which you're going to be looking to make that move. I don't see that one in play. The Bears have two picks in the second round. They got picks 39 and 41. So that's your ammunition if you want to make that move up. You can trade one of those seconds, package it with pick number 10, fly up the board into the top five if you really prefer, and try to get somebody you have a high grade on. But again, I go back to what I said before. This is a team that has a lot of needs to fill for the long term. Ryan Poles is in his fourth offseason now leading the Bears. He's not drafted well. He's not filled this roster with premium blue-chip talent. He's not done well in free agency particularly either. They've had some good pickups. They've had some nice pieces. But this roster is still in a bad place in a lot of ways. They've filled a lot of gaps, and they've helped themselves get toward a position where you can be a wild card team this year. And they have to be thinking about using all the ammunition they have at the top of this draft and getting those picks right. So I would not advocate for a trade-up. I also, I'm sure you're going to ask me about it, I would not advocate for a trade-up for a guy like Ashton Jensen. You're taking him at 10. I don't see that as a sensible move. Focus on the trenches. Focus on getting long-term fits that complement what you have on this roster and really build for that sustained success.
Well, that takes care of the part on Genty. I'll turn elsewhere within the offense. And Chris Emma, 670 The Score with us here on the hotline. I'll turn to wide receiver. I wouldn't consider it a place, obviously, where you're really stretched as a Bears fan with DJ Moore and Rome Odunze. But you lose, I almost lost his name, Keenan Allen. Is that something that Bears fans are considered about, or you yourself are considered about, or is it sort of you strengthen the offensive line, you have two very strong receivers, and you feel comfortable moving forward?
Yeah, a lot of Ben Johnson's offense in Detroit, we'll see how it looks in Chicago, but a lot of it in Detroit did not really prioritize three receiver sets. And obviously you got a superstar in St. Brown at the top of the depth chart. There's a guy they really believe in DJ Moore, and obviously a second-year player now in Rome Odunze. That's your tandem at the top. They added Devin Duvernay last week, who's going to be more of a specialist type, but he's going to be a gadget for them. Olamide Zaccheaus as well, a pickup that they took from Washington in free agency, a guy who's going to be on the depth chart certainly and be probably that slot guy for the Bears. I think they're comfortable. I think they'll certainly be looking to the draft to day two or day three and find some guys who, you know, a diamond in the rough type who fits what Ben Johnson wants to do with this offense, but I think they're perfectly content with what they have at that position for the time being, and you're just looking to fortify that depth chart.
Is there a running back now that you say no Ashton Jeanty? Is there a running back you have fallen in love with? You have two very good second-round picks. Anybody there that you like?
Yeah, I'll say, too, with Jeanty. Like, if they took him, I'd say fine. I wouldn't, you know, put a fuss about it. Like, this is a guy who's an impact player right away. What that would tell me is the Bears truly feel like they've got a roster that's ready to win and to make that jump. I would advocate for it. I think you can get some really good backs in the second round. I mentioned those picks, 39 and 41. Get your running back there if you want to take somebody high and take from the higher crop of talent. The two Ohio State backs in particular really stand out. You're going to get a bunch of opportunities in day two or day three to get your running back there. I'm curious to see how Ben Johnson wants to fit that mold. You've got a player, DeAndre Swift, who struggled last year as a first-year player with the Bears, 3.8 yards per carry. Granted, a lot of that was on the offensive line and their inability to run block. I think they need to find a strong complement to Swift. But if you're taking somebody with day one or day two, you're not looking at the complement. You're looking at him to be that guy for you at the top of the depth chart. So a lot of intrigue in play. I'm looking toward day two more than day one at running back.
Yeah, no doubt, Chris. I'll get you out of here with this one. I'll ask you to plant your flag. Take your best swing at it. Pick 10 rolls around. The Bears are sitting there. Who do they put in on the draft card?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to go with Tyler Warren. I'm going to go with Tyler Warren, the tight end out of Penn State. I think they just see that as a transformational piece of their offense and a guy who's going to be high forfeit, a guy who can really make an impact as a rookie, certainly, and be a core piece for them in Ben Johnson's offense.
All right, Chris, I like it. I appreciate you setting aside the time and maybe coming up here before the draft. We'll get another chance to talk as well. I appreciate you, man.
Let's do it. My pleasure. Take care.
You too. Chris Emma, reporter over at 670 The Score, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.